exercise change.
Now, the big challenge, of course, for all of us is that we can be trucking along really nicely, then something happens, get an injury, or you know, something happens in our family, and those things actually get in the way. So the issue is actually, I think, also one of the barriers to change is having a plan B. We often have plan A and that's fine, but what happens, do we have a plan B when something goes wrong? I want to go to the gym in the morning, but something comes up overnight, get a, you know, family member sick or something, and so what I'd planned is now different. Now, so that's it, that so the plan B might be to then, as I said, do some exercise at home, rather than go out. That's a plan B. So I have a plan B already sort of set.
Right.
So I can adjust and be fluid and flexible.
So you're really talking about preempting problems and putting things in place when those happen.
Well, I think trying to anticipate what the problems are likely to be. And I think most of us know. And again, if we're honest with ourselves, we'll know the things that actually we will do that will stuff change up for ourselves. We know. We're not stupid. And most people are. You know, you ask them, what's the thing, that if you thought about what are the things that actually could really stuff us up for you, they'll tell you. You know, we know that, and we mightn't want to admit it, but we do know that stuff. We're not silly.
I find that interesting because it's funny that a lot of the time the things that got in the way of me continuing to exercise last time were the same as the things that got in the way the time before, and the time before that, and the time before that. Like you said, they're often the same types of things. So putting some thought into it about how you're going to deal with those things is probably time well spent.
Yeah, and I think it is time well spent because we are creatures of habit. So we'll use, as you say, we'll know. So the best thing to think, well, what happened last time? I started with a hiss and a roar, and it was all great. But then winter came, and I thought, oh, it's too cold. I want to just sleep in a bit more. And so, you know, what's the strategy? Well, a strategy might be to put out some different clothes, some warmer clothes, so, you know, you're out of bed in the morning. Or,
so the
solutions, you know, worst case scenario, you sleep in your gym gear.
Sure. So the solutions don't need to be complex. They just need to address the problems that you'll likely face.
That's right. And we all know what they are.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it's travelling. So, you know, I'm away on the road a lot, so making sure that I have access to some space. I'm going to work overseas, so I've just been searching on the net places that might be close to where I'm staying. You know, so is there a gym close to where I'm staying? And so I've just emailed off to the hotel this morning and said, what's around the neighbourhood? Because I don't think they have exercise facilities at the hotel I'm staying in, all the apartments I'm staying. So it's just really been proactive and thinking, isn't it? So, because I could go away for 12 days and if there's no, if I don't actually keep some thought to exercise, I might just have 12 days off. Now that'd be a worry.